Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today, we're going to dig into a paper and see what it actually changes for people building or using AI. The paper we're looking at today is DiTopo, Dynamic Topology Routing for Multi-Agent Reasoning via Semantic Matching. We care about this now, because multi-agent pipelines are popping up everywhere, and teams need smarter, dynamic ways to route tasks between agents instead of hard-coding the flow. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, when teams stitch together assistants, say a retrieval bot, a code writer, a data validator, and a summarizer, the routing is usually brittle. It's a fixed chain or a handful of if-else rules. The first time I tried that, simple tickets worked, but anything messy ping-ponged between agents, burned tokens, and confused users. What people want is a handoff that reacts to the actual request and the intermediate outputs. If the user shifts from explain this PDF to write a quick SQL, the system should switch to the SQL agent without a human babysitting it. Dynamic, meaning-aware routing promises fewer dead ends, fewer back and forths, and less manual orchestration by the ops team.
So basically, the need is a smart traffic controller. It understands what the user is asking and what's already been done, and it points the task to the right expert agent on the fly instead of following a rigid script. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Three things lined up. First, semantic matching got good and cheap. Modern embeddings can capture intent and domain context, and vector search lets you compare that quickly. Second, the tooling stack matured. Orchestrators for agents, better logging, and guardrails make it feasible to change routes mid-flight and still observe what happens. Third, economics. Larger context windows and lower inference costs make it viable to evaluate who should handle this next, without blowing up latency. Put together, it's now practical to move from static pipelines or a single planner to a dynamic router that chooses agents based on the meaning of the task and intermediate outputs.
All right, let's unpack what this DiTopo thing actually proposes. Jamie, in plain technical terms first, what is dynamic topology routing via semantic matching? Where does it plug into a stack, and how is it different from the usual static flows we see today?
What DiTopo adds is a router that builds and updates the graph of agents on the fly based on meaning. Mechanically, you have three pieces. One, a semantic matcher that represents the current task state, user query plus intermediate outputs as an embedding. Two, an agent catalog where each agent's capability, tools, and past examples are also embedded. And three, a routing policy that selects which agents to call next and updates the topology, meaning which agents are currently connected in the chain. Compared to earlier approaches, you're not locked to a fixed pipeline or a single centralized planner. It's closer to a learned switchboard. At each step, match intent to agent specialization, optionally fan out to a few candidates, then continue with the best outcome. The matcher can be rule-based with similarity thresholds, or learned, think a lightweight classifier or a small LLM prompt that refines choices over time.
So put differently, instead of a preset flow like always go A, then B, then C, DiTopo listens to what the user needs right now and rewires the handoff to the best agent for that moment. Mark, if a team implements this, what actually changes for them day to day?
The big shift is you stop babysitting the pipeline. Today, ops folks spend hours writing brittle rules like, if the question mentions SQL, route here, and they still miss edge cases. With dynamic routing, you curate good agent descriptions and examples, flip on the router, and it handles 80% of the traffic shifts for you. You get fewer ping-pongs, less manual triage, and agents stay in their lane. After 2 weeks, teams usually start pruning agents they never see chosen and doubling down on ones that consistently win routes. The workflow goes from maintain flows to maintain agent quality and metadata.
Let's ground it. Simple use case first. Mark, say we're running customer support triage. What would someone click, what do they see, and what's the minimum setup?
Support is perfect for this. Setup looks like, in your admin console, you add 3 to 5 specialist agents, Billing, technical troubleshooting, account access, and maybe a knowledge lookup agent tied to your docs. For each, you fill a short description, paste a couple example prompts and answers, tag the tools they can use, and hit Index Agents. That builds the embedding index. Then you toggle Enable Dynamic Routing. From an agent's point of view, the UI doesn't change much. Customers chat as usual. Under the hood, the router embeds the incoming message, matches to agent profiles, and picks, say, billing plus knowledge lookup for a multi-hop. If the user pivots to also my 2FA code isn't working, the next hop flips to account access without you writing a new rule. Operators can see a simple trace: message routed to billing, follow-up routed to account access. If routing confidence is low, it can fall back to a default generalist or ask a clarifying question.
So the team sets up a catalog, clicks index, flips on routing, and from then on the system routes to the right specialist without constant rule tweaking. Now let's raise the difficulty. Mark, imagine a research or planning assistant where tasks bounce across code generation, verification, and summarization. How would that feel in practice?
Picture a PM asking, compare the top three SDKs for our use case and show a code sample. The assistant decomposes the work. First, a web docs reader agent gathers sources, then a comparator agent aligns criteria, then a code generator drafts samples, a runner verifier executes quick tests, and finally a summarizer writes the brief. The dynamic part is the mid-flight changes. If the verifier flags an error, routing can switch back to code gen with a hint like, prefer library X, test Y failed. If new constraints appear, must be Python 3.12 and offline friendly, the router rescores candidates so a different code agent or a different comparison template takes over. The PM just sees a single thread with status chips like comparing, generating, verifying, and fewer, sorry, let me start over moments.
Jamie, connect that to Ditopo's mechanics for us. How does the router know when to reroute? How do the semantics carry across steps? And what does this do to cost and latency?
Two keys. First, state representation. After each agent finishes, the router rebuilds a compact state, usually a short summary of what's done, open questions, and constraints, then embeds that. That keeps the semantics fresh. Second, rerouting triggers. You define events like low confidence, tool error, or new user constraint. On those, the router rescores the catalog and may swap the next hop. To avoid thrashing, you keep a cooldown or hysteresis. Don't reroute unless the top candidate beats the current one by a margin. Cost-wise, embedding and vector search are cheap, single-digit milliseconds and fractions of a cent, so the main overhead is extra LLM calls if you add a learned router or do parallel probes. Teams usually cap fan out to 2 to 3 candidates and set a per-task budget, so overhead stays under, say, 10 to 20% of total latency for non-trivial tasks, while cutting failed paths substantially.
Great. Let's peek under the hood a bit more. Jamie, prerequisites and gotchas. What has to be true for this to work well, and where does it break?
Prereqs. You need decent embeddings tuned to your domain. General purpose models work, but legal or medical teams often benefit from domain adapted vectors. Your agent metadata must be crisp. Short descriptions, example IO, tool lists. Cold start is real. A brand new agent without examples is harder to match, so seed it with 2 or 3 demonstrations. Constraints. Embeddings add memory and compute. Large catalogs need a proper vector index and monitoring. Recomputing topology every single turn can add jitter. Many systems do it on triggers rather than every token. Failure modes. Misrouting to a flashy but wrong agent, oscillation between two agents, and cascading errors when an early agent produces a flawed intermediate that fools the matcher. You mitigate with guardrails, confidence thresholds, canary tests, and a safe fallback path. As for future directions the authors point to, learning the router from feedback instead of static thresholds, online adaptation with bandit-style exploration, and stronger safety policies so one agent can't exfiltrate data or call tools it shouldn't. Also, paper setups are often controlled, fixed agent pools and sanitized tasks, so expect more variance in production where inputs are messy and agents evolve weekly.
So for someone listening in their car, you need good labels on your agents, a solid embedding index, and rules for when to reroute. It'll save you time, but you still need guardrails to avoid bouncing between agents or going down a wrong path. Mark, operationally, what do teams need to line up to make this stick?
two buckets, hygiene and observability. Hygiene means keep an agent catalog that people actually maintain. Owners, clear descriptions, 2 to 5 examples, and deprecate agents that never get picked. Tie agents to permissions so the router can't send a billing question to a code runner with database access. Observability means traces that show root decisions, confidence, and outcomes. A dashboard where you can replay a bad run and fix the metadata instead of guessing. We also add feature flags. Turn dynamic routing on per queue or per user cohort with a quick rollback to static flow if something spikes. Finally, plan a weekly router review. Look at misroutes, add examples to agents, and tune thresholds. It's not heavy, but without that rhythm, the catalog decays and routing quality drifts.
Quick jargon check. When Mark says confidence, what's that numerically? Just cosine similarity?
Often yes. Normalize similarity between the task embedding and agent embeddings, maybe combined with a small learned score from recent success rates. Many systems blend 80% semantic similarity, 20% performance prior. You set a floor. If nothing clears it, route to a generalist or ask a clarifier.
And Mark, last practical point, how long does the initial setup take for a modest team?
For 5 to 8 agents, half a day if you have docs, write descriptions, paste examples, enable indexing, another day to wire traces and alerts. After that, you iterate in short bursts, fix 2 misroutes, add 2 examples, rather than rebuilding flows.
Perfect. That gives us the mechanics and the day-to-day picture without the hand-waving. Let's pause here before we talk numbers and benchmarks next. All right, numbers time. Jamie, what do the authors report in terms of benchmarks, metrics, and how DiTopo stacks up against static routing or simple ensembles?
They evaluate on multi-agent reasoning tasks that mix retrieval, coding plus verification loops, and document Q&A, mostly controlled setups with 6 to 12 specialist agents. Headline results, task success goes up about 7 to 12 percentage points versus fixed pipelines and around 5 to 8 points versus a centralized planner. Routing quality, measured as picking a capable agent for the next hop, improves roughly 10 to 15 points over keyword or rule-based dispatch. They also see fewer hops, an 18 to 25% reduction in average handoffs, which correlates with fewer dead ends. On cost and latency, the router adds an 8 to 14% latency overhead from scoring embeddings, but overall token spend ends up neutral to slightly lower, 25% to plus 3%, because it avoids wasted calls down the wrong path. Ablations show the semantic matcher outperforms keyword matching by about 9 points and stays robust when agent pools change modestly. Caveats. These are curated tasks, short sessions, and fixed agent catalogs, so production variance will be higher.
So in plain terms, roughly 1 in 10 more tasks finish successfully, about a fifth fewer handoffs, and you pay around a 10% routing overhead that can be offset by fewer wasted calls. Mark, bring that down to the floor. What should teams actually expect once this hits production?
In the wild, take those uplifts and shave a bit. More like 4 to 8 points in task success and 10 to 15% fewer handoffs, especially in the first month while you tune metadata. Latency overhead feels real the first week, then stabilizes once you cap fan out and add triggers. You'll need monitoring to keep the catalog fresh, re-embed agents when tools change, retire stale ones, and watch for drift if your ticket mix shifts. Integration work is modest but necessary. Permissioning per agent, traces with rote rationale, and a weekly review to add 2 or 3 examples where misroutes cluster. The wins show up fastest in teams with lots of narrow experts, support, research assistants, tool-heavy co-pilots. If you only have 2 agents, the router won't move the needle much.
Got it. Expect a smaller but still real bump, plus some ongoing hygiene to keep routing smart. Mark, give us your closing field take. Who should adopt first and under what conditions?
If you have 5+ specialist agents, clear tool boundaries, and basic observability, turn this on for a subset tomorrow. Start in 1 queue, A/B against your static flow, set a safe fallback, and review misroutes weekly. If your agents are fuzzy, undocumented, or permissions are loose, fix that first. Dynamic routing amplifies both good and bad catalogs.
One-liner takeaway. DiTopo turns multi-agent systems from brittle scripts into a meaning-aware switchboard that lifts success rates and reduces handoffs, as long as you invest a little in agent metadata and monitoring. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org, arxiv.com/ayadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for Arxiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.